At the local clinic in the village of Danchandu, not far from the Niger River, an infant receives a checkup. In 2005, Niger ranked at the bottom of the UN Human Development Index. The Danchandu Clinic, with its two exam rooms, serves 47,000 people in 62 different villages. Malaria and meningitis are common here. Infant malnutrition is widespread, but Danchandu is part of a program being tried out in Niger. In the corner of the admissions room stands a small white box with a screen and keypad. 44 identical units are positioned across the country as part of a project of the Global Fund, which finances plans to combat AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria around the world. The system, known as Argos, takes coded data entered into the keypad by local staff and transmits it to a satellite. The information is then beamed back down to the central medical headquarters known as CERMES in the capital Niamey, where it is collected by scientists. Information on patients is classified by age, illness, and location. Data on environmental conditions are included. Local staff can even send alerts when medications run low. Moussa Boubacar is the head nurse at the Danchandu Clinic. The advantage of the unit, he says, is that it allows medical personnel to communicate directly with headquarters and transmit the data on a weekly basis. It is very important, for example, he says, if there is an epidemic. Headquarters can be alerted and they can react at a central level. The system has already proved itself effective in tracking and responding to last year's cholera outbreak in Niger. Nurses in the bush were able to send daily and even hourly updates of the number of people affected by the deadly disease, along with specific case information and exact location. But CERMES scientist Jean-Bernard Duchesneau hopes Argos will be most effective in battling epidemics before they happen.
For the moment, it's for the comprehension of epidemics to try to send why is there the seasonal trends in meningitis, for example, or in malaria. What is the real link and how can we build a model for a warning system?
CERMES scientists using data transmitted via Argos are currently testing a hypothesis linking dust levels to meningitis. The hope is that in understanding the conditions that facilitate the disease, medical scientists will be better equipped to prevent outbreaks. Fed into computers at headquarters in Niamey, the data can be transformed quickly into graphs. Maps can be generated to plot where individual cases of a disease occur over an area as small as 10 square kilometers. And its relatively low cost, Duchesneau hopes, will make it an economical way to track health problems in poor rural countries around the world.
The whole cost, including batteries and all, is less than $3,000 per unit, which seems perhaps a little bit high, but is less expensive than a radio transmitter.
Several African countries have expressed interest in the system, Duchesneau says. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Danchandu, southwestern Niger.